Senate Bill 580. Vic, you're up.
Okay. Materials you have, there's three bills really we're dealing with this morning, so if you put aside the two little ones, the big bill is 580. And you have with that a copy of some sections of ORS. And the first thing the bill does in Section 1 is repeal three of those sections. And, you know, the thing about language in the bill which says it repeals certain sections, you never know what's in those sections, so I copied them for you. These sections are in the statutes relating to county and county offices. And basically, these sort of lay out what's going on in the rest of this bill and in the other two bills. You see in 208-200, if you have that before you, the county is required, or when the county is required, the county treasurer has to register bonds of certain districts, smaller districts in general, water districts, diking districts, we'll see, sanitary districts, and so on. And then perform certain functions with respect to those bonds. If a tax in 210, if there's a tax levy by the district for the purpose of repayment of principal on bond or interest, that money is held by the county treasurer for that purpose. And then in 220, all three of these sections have been repealed. It speaks to the question of the duties of the county treasurer in terms of managing those funds. So there are requirements in the various statutes that deal with these separate districts that require the treasurer to do these things. Okay, so we're essentially taking those functions away and not allowing districts to, in some cases it's mandated, but in other cases the districts can request the treasurer to perform these functions. So we delete those out of the county area, and then the bill deals with all of the areas where those functions exist. So if you start with sections 2 through 4 in Senate Bill 580, you're dealing with water supply districts. And in section 2, you're dealing with, again, the fact that the county treasurer needs to register those bonds and that the county... the office of the county treasurer is, in fact, the place where bonds would be redeemed. And then what it does is to set up the provisions under which the individual districts can perform these functions for themselves. You do have a series of amendments also. One amendment for Senate Bill 580. And as you go through here, you'll see in certain places, for instance, in line 31 on page 2, the reference is to the monies of a district shall be deposited in one or more banks, and sometimes it's banks and savings and loan associations. The treasurer has recommended that we use depositories, substitute depositories as defined in ORS 295-005 for those references throughout, and that's all the amendments do throughout this section. Then in districts 5, or in sections 5 through 7 of the bill, you have the same sorts of things addressing these bonding provisions where the treasurer, the county treasurer, is the place where the bonds are redeemed and where essentially banking functions, as I look at it, take place with respect to those bonds or with respect to the budget, banking accounts for the districts. Anyway, in sections 5 through 7, you're dealing with health districts. And in 8 through 10, you're dealing with sanitary districts. And in section 11, you're dealing with housing authority. In sections 12 through 15, you're dealing with rural fire protection districts. In sections 16 through 18, you're dealing with geothermal heating districts. Section 19, irrigation districts. And then just, I think different times these laws were written, they're written different ways, so sometimes there's a lot of changes that need to be made.
It's the same change, just
same changes through where they're required. Not in all cases they're not required, but where they're required, they're made. So you've got sections 20 through 28, actually, which deal with drainage districts.
Sounds like an administrative bill.
Yeah. Yeah, and then sections 29 through 32 deal with corporations which are formed under the Secretary of State for the purpose of irrigating or draining land, water supply, or flood control. Okay, now what the bill does is say, okay, this transfer gets made. What the county treasurer has to do is transfer any bond proceeds or any funds that are there for repayment of those bonds to the appropriate district within 30 days. And then it also requires that the county treasurer take any necessary, take appropriate steps to make sure that during that 30-day period you don't miss any bond redemptions or interest payments that are required. Okay?
Okay. Questions of staff?
Why would we do that?
Yeah. To chair.
I haven't the faintest idea.
We're going to hear about that, right? Okay, well, we are open in public hearing, and we'll call in Commissioner Witte and Mary Barton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. I'm Nikki Witte, a Coos County Commissioner. These three bills are bills that the Oregon Treasurers Association has wanted to or statutes that they wanted to clean up for a number of years. And our county treasurer decided we'd be the one to introduce the bills this time. But very simply on the bill about bonding, Senate Bill 580, bonds aren't issued the way they're stated in the statute anymore, and our county treasurer said she hasn't seen a bearer bond in 20 years. And generally, the registrar of those bonds is a bank and not the county anymore. So they're just saying, you know, if we don't do it this way anymore, let's get it out of the statute. I know that if Mary has something she wants to say.
No, that's pretty much it.
So it's just cleaning it up?
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, I haven't...
Could you give us your name?
My name is Mary Barton. I'm the county treasurer in Coos County. I haven't... When I first came into office, we did have bearer bonds that came into us for redemption. But the industry standard seems to be registered bonds anymore, and everyone deals with a financial institute that acts as the registrar and paying agent. So I don't see a need for this bill any longer.
So Mary, let me ask you this. Is this, in essence, the changes, does this bring the law into conformance with practices today? Mm-hmm. Is that what it does?
Yes, correct.
And then the state treasurer's office has clarified it even further. You amend the bill to say which financial institution qualifies you.
Okay.
Darren, did you want to say that?
Sir?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'm Darren Bond, the Director of Finance for the Oregon State Treasury. The amendments for all of the bills are just clarify that these are public funds, and that as public funds, they need to comply with ORS 295 public funds security statutes and the definitions of the institutions that would be eligible to hold funds are included in that statute or in that body of statute.
So you concur then? This just brings it into language into what's happening now?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Good. Senator?
First thing that struck me as I looked at this is that we're possibly losing accountability. Now, tell me today why that wouldn't be the case. I mean, in other words, in the past, you had one place you could go, knew that those bonds were being managed. It would appear today that we're distributing those responsibilities. Is that correct or incorrect? Can you tell me where we are on that?
Mr. Chair, Senator George, I'm sorry, I'm speaking to the amendments.
Oh, okay.
And don't, I'm not really well-versed enough in the issue with the bill to be able to speak okay. specifically to the bill. I'm sorry.
Okay. Mr. Chair, Senator George, I don't think that really you have any county treasurers that are currently following this. Most of them is that the standard out in the industry in selling the bonds is there's the expectation that you use a financial institution for registering payment and payment of the bond. They don't expect a county treasurer, or I probably would assume they don't want a county treasurer acting in this capacity. If they want to see, most county treasurers don't have the infrastructure in place to make these timely payments on bonds. I know we don't. And if we were asked to do this in this capacity, it would require a lot more administration out of our office. I don't have any districts that are currently wanting me to do this.
So basically, then, accountability is that local board, that local entity that is then making the decision and being accountable for the action.
Correct.
Okay.
And, Mr. Chair and Senator George, the financial institution that is required where they have to register those.
Mr. Chair, Senator George, if I might, relative to the payment process, that's pretty much the model that the state uses, where we procure the services of a fiscal agent, and the fiscal agent keeps a full accounting of all of the bond issues, of all of the payments that are made to the bondholders or against the bonds, as well as the issuing entity. The agency is also, and in this case, the issuing entities at the local government level will also be accounting for those bonds. So there's really two levels of accountability there.
Follow-up question?
Mm-hmm.
Is that information still then available to a local individual or newspaper who might want to, in fact, investigate as how the bonds are being managed? Or is all that information and payments and everything else public information?
Mr. Chair, Senator George, yes, that would be public information. Now, relative to any particular proprietary issues of the contracts or negotiations, you know, those kinds of clauses may not be, but in general, all that information would be public record.
Generally, Senator, at least from my experience, if you look at any annual budget, you'll usually have somewhere buried in the back of that of a local government entity, it'll be something on bond repayment schedules and accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Other questions? Thank you. And I should ask you, the dash ones, you're in support of?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Is there anybody else who would like to testify on behalf of any comments from the special district? So.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, for the record, Hastina Squires on behalf of the Special Districts Association of Oregon. We support all of the amendments that are being proposed to all three pieces of legislation. And I think with Senate Bill 580, there are a couple of other things in the legislation that are no longer being done, some technical changes that could be made to bring other portions of sections of the bill up to current practices, and we'd be happy to leave that alone here and work on it on the House side. They're just very minor technical changes.
Oh, wonderful. Senator,
since this will ultimately have to come back for concurrence, can you give us a hint what those might be?
Sure. Well, with Senate Bill 580, on page 1, and I just got these from the Association's Bond Council, on page 1, line 21, the district agrees to pay to the bearer bonds are no longer used. Page 2, line 31, amending 264-470, as designated by the Board of Commissioners, I have a note on here that says this should be the district's board, not the Board of County Commissioners. Page 2, line 42, again, a reference to bearer bonds. Page 4, line 32, the bonds shall be in denominations of 500 to 1,000. Bonds are typically issued in $5,000 increments, and I believe that's in a couple of the other bills. And so this changed that word from shall to may.
I interrupt for just a second. On your previous comment on line 31, the Board of Commissioners does not say the Board of County Commissioners. Oh. And in fact, the Board of Commissioners is the operating body for the sanitary district or water district. So it's confusing. I had that problem when I read it, but it's correct as is, I believe.
Okay. 264-470, water control district board or statute?
Pardon?
Is the two Senate,
yes.
Or is that water control?
Water supply district. Senator Jerks?
Well, would it be more, would it be clear if it would add on the page 2931, the district board commissioners?
I think it's quite clear in the law as it is, because there is a definition section.
The commissioner means in there, okay.
Page 6, again, line 41, bearer bonds, another reference to bearer bonds. And then I have a number of sort of little sections that bond counsel have just done this sort of circle with a question mark, with no comment, which is very helpful. So I'll just omit those sections, since I don't know what the question mark means. Page 8, line 43, sums not less than 100 nor more than 1,000. Again, I think that... All he has suggested is to delete that section where it says not more than 1,000, and I'm not sure clear again why.
You had to ask, huh?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure. Some of these amendments are pretty simple. I don't know if there's a big hurry in moving the bill. It wouldn't take too long to get additional amendments to the bill.
Mr. Chair, Senator Minnis, I didn't want to hold, I hadn't spoken with sponsors of the bill. I had just received this information from our bond counsel, so I didn't want to hold their bill up over here, but if that's fine with them, or I didn't want to come in and...
You didn't want to blow the entire...
I didn't want to mess anything up.
That's fine. I mean, that doesn't bother me.
What?
You want to talk about Tier 3?
Mr. Chair, Senator Corcoran, no, I do not.
Tier 3, what's that?
Oh, nothing. Okay,
no.
Thank you. Anybody else? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing.
You guys want amendments?
Well, let me open a work session on Senate Bill 580, and Senator George?
We just whatever is that.
Senator George moves the dash one amendments to Senate Bill 580. Are there any objections? Seeing none, dash ones are adopted. Senator George?
Recommend we move Senate Bill 580 as amended to the floor with the DPAC.
Senator George has moved Senate Bill 580 as amended to the floor with the DPAC. Are there any objections? Adopted. Next up.
You have two choices, 526 or...
What would you like to do, Dick? Take your choice.
Carrier.
I heard Senator George volunteer to carry that bill.
Deer in the headlights.
So which were we doing?
Okay, back up 526, I guess.
Okay, we'll open a public hearing on 526, Senate Bill 526.
Senate Bill 526 is similar to the bill we just discussed. This one, however, deals with sanitary districts. And in Section 1 there, you're deleting the definition of treasurer, because the treasurer is no longer going to be referenced in lower statutes, and so there's no need to define it. You don't get rid of the treasurer. But it's the same thing. It's deleting the sections that refer to registering of the bonds, essentially, with the county treasurer. And then this one actually sets up a procedure where the individual districts keep track of the monies that are paid and the disposition of the funds. It allows them to deposit these funds into a depository, as amended, the amendment, or as the bill states originally, a bank or savings and loan association, and then specifies how they can withdraw those funds. The other sections, Section 3 deals with district bonds. Again, it takes out the reference to the county treasurer. Section 4 deals with the use of proceeds of bond sales, and again takes out the requirement that the county treasurer keep a separate fund in the name of the district for which the bonds are issued. And in Section 5, you have, again, dealing with the collection of taxes. And it deletes the requirement that the county treasurer hold those revenues for payments of bond debt.
Pretty much the same thing.
Pretty much the same stuff.
Questions of staff? Same trio? Well, you might want to come up and just comment.
The bill should pass.
For the record.
For the record, I'm Nikki Whitty, Coos County Commissioner, and the Senate Bill 526 just allows a sanitary district to place their funds outside the county treasurer, and I believe there's an amendment from the treasury to designate the financial institutions that are authorized. And I'd like to comment on the special district testimony on Senate Bill 580. I think that demonstrated how old these statutes are, and we certainly appreciate them moving forward with their amendments at a later time.
Okay. Cool. Any questions?
Aye.
You have nothing additional? You're fine? Great. All righty. We will close the public hearing on 526 and open a work session on 526.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to move the Dash 1 amendments to Senate Bill 526.
Senator George has moved the Dash 1 amendments to Senate Bill 526. Are there any objections? They are adopted. Senator George.
Mr. Chairman, thank you, and move Senate Bill 526 to the amendment to the floor with a due pass.
Senator George has moved Senate Bill 526 as amended to the floor with a due pass. Are there any objections? Seeing none, Senate Bill 526 is moved to the floor. You might just stay there.
Do you want me to carry that one too? Right?
Yeah, I think you've got a trio here. We'll open a work session on Senate Bill 581.
Mr. Chair, moving on to Dyking District.
Dyking District. Don't go there, Senator.
Same scenario. Basically eliminates the county treasurer as the place and custodian here for bonds, and sets up a procedure whereby the districts may deposit money into a depository as amended. Again, this bill is amended, and specifies how those funds may be withdrawn by the Dyking District.
Any questions of that? Seeing none, Commissioner Whitty.
Yes. Do I do for the record again? Or
for the record, same song, same verse.
For the record, Nikki Whitty, Coos County Commissioner. Senate Bill 581 is very similar to 526. It removes the requirement that the county treasurer has to be responsible for the funds of the Dyking District.
Any questions? Any additional comments? Doesn't look like any. Special districts are okay. Any questions from the committee? Okay, we're going to close the public hearing on 581 and open a work session on Senate Bill 581. And no amendments this time.
Good, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Did I miss it?
Yeah. You missed them.
I missed the amendments.
I'll move the Dash 1.
Okay. Senator George moves the Dash 1 amendments to Senate Bill 581. Are there any objections? The Dash 1 amendments to Senate Bill 581 are adopted.
Recommend you move Senate Bill 581 as amended to the floor with a due pass.
Senator George moves Senate Bill 581 as amended to the floor with a due pass. Is there any objections? Adopted. Is there anything else to come before the Senator amendments?
One quick thing. This is, we've got special districts in here. Are there other districts that are similarly situated where there need to be like conflict amendments or conforming amendments adopted?
I think you just seen the gamut.
Yeah, because it seems to me that if there are, we ought to see if we can't find a vehicle to take care of them while we're doing this.
Mr. Chair, we always have either the Coos Bay Museum or the Coos Bay Water District. They are their own special animal down there. They keep wanting to secede from the state and become their own country down there. So I think we should just put up with them and tolerate them.
Yes, thank you, Senator. Of course,
you're welcome.
Thank you, Senator.
For the new members of the committee, Coos County always has a bunch of administrative amendments that come before the Revenue Committee.
At least somebody's done it.
It's always good work. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We are adjourned.
It rains a lot down there.